Hey there. Good morning. It's 7:43. Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Go to special-lite.com and to find out more about how you can start a career with a company that wants to grow with you, is growing, has great pay and benefits. Special-lite.com right here, Southwest Michigan.
Time to get that job.
Get that job, you bum.
Grandma's starting to ask questions.
Yeah. Can't give you any more money. Your topic for today, what do you swear on your life to be 100% true, all right? It doesn't matter what people say. You swear on your life 100% true.
Absolutely. You got a couple?
I have one, but, I mean, if you think you got some bangers, I don't care either way. There's some great Facebook comments, too. I can't wait to get to those. But for me, 100% true, our phones are always listening. And some people may say that's conspiracy theory. Like, what are you talking about? But, folks, I'm telling you, this is not, just pay attention to it. Our
phones. More so than you think.
Yeah.
So I always knew they were listening, but more so than you think.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're always listening. I think that it's when we're asleep. That microphone is picking up everything. Dude, I'm almost getting to the point where I feel like it's somehow gotten into my brain. All right. Now, I know that's a little crazy, but I swear to God, there has been times where I've just thought about things and then I see. But maybe that's just the algorithm of things I've looked up.
I'm telling you, it's like they're in your head. You're right. You think of terms and services sometimes. I just watch a video on this and they're like, you can get into your files, file names. We're just accept. Okay, accept. I'm not going to read that.
Yeah.
Accept.
Yep.
So you don't know really what you're accepting. You're accepting. You're giving away your freedoms there. You just, there you go. Here's my life. If you want to see it, it's right there.
It is 100% true that our phones are always, always listening. And we've just kind of accepted it. So there. That's mine.
All right. First one, Brock. I swear, and I know you don't believe me. And I wish I had a picture of me holding. I had a Babe Ruth baseball. We had a Babe Ruth baseball at one point. I know you don't believe me.
I don't believe it that one bit.
Yeah. Just like the one from the Sandlot. I'm telling you.
I had George Washington's fake teeth, all right? That's how ridiculous that sounds.
I swear.
Yeah.
Honestly, we had two of them.
Yeah? Oh, two of them now. Oh, wow. Two of them.
No, one was signed, and it just had the Babe Ruth on it. The other one, he wrote out the score of the game that we got it from. Listen to me. Like, I was there.
Yeah. Like, you were there.
It was lost in my aunt's basement for, no joke, like 40 years. Just thought it was gone.
Did you take a bite of the cabbage leaf he had under his hat to keep him cool?
No. Shut up.
Sure, I'm sure that's true. 100% true. You had two Babe Ruth baseballs.
Damn it. Okay. I'm going to rub that in. So, number two, I swear to God, that green light knows I'm coming. Every time. I know it, too, and it makes me so angry. There's something about stoplights, especially on Napier.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they know I'm coming. Oh, we're going to go green for a little bit until that car comes.
Well, to maybe jump
him
on.
Off. He's trying to get somewhere.
Maybe jump on that is, maybe this is just crazy, but like there's, I feel like sometimes they're messing with us. Like whoever's programming it, like they're doing it. Like
there's somebody back there with the controls. They're like, hey.
There's some guy that is underneath the road just waiting. He's watching.
Like a Dr. Evil under there, just like pissing. He looks like he's in a rush.
He's got a little periscope up through the ground, and he's watching.
I swear that to be true, man.
Actually, speaking of traffic and lights, you know what I swear to be true? If you flash your lights enough at the light, it'll change.
It'll change. Is that true?
I think it is.
You know what else I do? I pump the brakes. Like where you stop, because some people say if you do that, there's sensors underneath.
There's weight sensors, right?
So it'll change the light from my. I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes, Brock.
Just get me through this light.
You know how awesome would it be to figure out this remote that I have in my hand for my TV, like a universal remote.
Yeah.
Where I could just be like, click green.
Don't they have those? Don't
check
like
this out. No, I wish.
Or but not for us, emergency vehicles. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe we're believing stuff we were told when we were children.
All right. But don't you swear that to be true? Like, that light knows.
Yeah.
And it times it perfect.
Yeah, every time.
Like green, green, green. It's like right there. Oh, yep. Oh.
Yep.
Damn you, Napier.
I've been starting to just go through a lot of reds. All right, there's been a lot of lingering yellows that I've gone
through. That's what I was saying. It was pink.
It was transitioning. Good answer. You got one more? Okay, perfect, perfect.
Sundays? It's not a 24-hour day.
It's not a full 24.
There's only 12 hours in that day. And Mondays and Tuesdays are like 34 hours long.
All the hours that are taken from Sunday are thrown on to Monday and Tuesday. Monday, that's Tuesday, that's right. They spread them out.
What is that? So excited for Sunday. Yes. Gone.
I honestly think the worst part of the week is Sunday at like 3 p.m.
You know?
Because that point.
That's the choice where you got to choose whether you continue to drink.
Yeah. Like at that point, it's basically, well, I might as well get ready for work now. You know what I mean? Sunday, that's what I'm convinced is 100% true. 3 p.m. on Sunday is the worst hour of the week. The horrible reality of work coming sets in, and you can't even enjoy the rest of the day. You can't enjoy the rest of your Sunday because you're like, I got to go to bed soon and just get up and go to work.
You can always tell who doesn't have a job by how they are partying at the Sunday night football game.
Or at least who doesn't care about their job and like, whatever. I'm gonna be hungover at work. It doesn't matter. It does. Woo! Well, you're having another shot.
Sunday night, man.
It's 3:45 on a Sunday. No, you should not be doing shots. Woo! Yeah, I did that. 100% true. 3 p.m. on a Sunday is the worst.
In that 12-hour day.
Yeah.
Damn you, Sunday.
Especially, too, in the wintertime when it's dark by 4:30. You might as well go to bed. Go to bed.
Don't even wake up.
What's the point?
Big nap.
Sundays in the winter, you get about 3 hours of sunlight. That's it. You might as well just sleep the whole day. Forget about it.
That's what we got to look forward to.
Wonderful.
All you people out there, it's hot. It was so hot. Just wait.
Yeah, you just wait till Sunday at 3 p.m. in the dead of winter. You're going to hate it.
Cold breeze blowing on the side of your house.
This sucks. Didn't even get to go outside today. I've been inside all day. Then I got to go to work tomorrow. God.
Damn it.
All right, let's get to Facebook, your specialized topic of the day. What do you swear on your life to be 100% true? Matt said Sasquatch. Sam Squatch.
Really,
and it's real big here in Michigan. I mean, you go to the UP, they are. I mean, Squatch is real.
Here's my thing. Believe what you do. I'm not gonna do what you do. You know, but just pull one out of the woods, put it in front of me, and I would be floored. Yeah. I would absolutely be just what?
I'll admit, I will get on my knees and grovel and say I am sorry. But yeah, I don't. I just
here's the comparison. I would be more floored if you put a Yeti in front of me than an alien.
I think so, too.
I can wrap my brain around the alien because it's so vast up there.
Yeah, the universe is vast. But, yeah.
Big 10-foot creatures that are running around the woods, we can't get one?
We can't get one photo? We don't need to catch one. Just give me one decent photo that has been proven that it was some guy.
He's running away looking back at the camera.
Yeah. You like my Sasquatch ass? Because that's all you see.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like he's taking a gym pic.
Yeah. Right there. Like my ass?
He's like my ass?
Look at that. It's a firm Sasquatch ass.
Wait, Sasquatch always in the gym pic pose.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Sasquatch? We got some more answers on Facebook. What do you swear on your life to be 100% true? Brad said steaks are best rare. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think all meat is better, more on the rare, medium rare side. I was with, who was I with the other day?
What? People get it too rare, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't, be cold, but
my uncle likes it cold.
Yeah, no,
I'm just like, that's too
cold. Don't even cook it. Don't even cook it, all right? you just take it out of that plastic, take it off that little.
I want it to be mooing.
Yeah, mooing. Cut its antlers off, wipe its butt, throw it on the plate.
Jeez.
I was with someone, I can't remember who it was, but they got their burger well done, and I was disgusted. I was like, I'm leaving. Like, why would you do that to a piece of meat?
You know what? The burger that's well done that I don't mind well done is the one that the guy's out at the picnic, and there's like 100 burgers and tinfoil little wraps. I'm like, those are definitely going to be burnt because he's cooking 1,000
burgers. You're cooking 1,000, and it's a thin piece of meat. Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad.
And then they're free, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to complain. And you burned a hot dog, it's free. I'm going to take it. Yeah, Let's see. Jeremy said that everyone needs an air fryer. He believes that to be 100% true.
See, Brock? What are you doing?
You know what's funny?
What are you doing with your life?
You know what's funny? The other day, I was going through my points on my credit card that we have, and I have enough to get an air fryer. And I was like, wow, that's...
What's the problem?
Kind of like a free air fryer, you know?
But do you not like having good food? I
think 100% true that you guys are idiots. That's what it is.
What? You're the only one.
I'm holding on to it. It's, you know what? I've gone on so long that I have to just accept it, I'm never going to get one.
Just buckle. Uh-uh. It's one of those things here's just like Top Gun. You finally saw Top Gun. Oh, that's great. Shut up. We don't even want to hear about it. Yeah. It's going to be like the same thing with the air fryer. You're going to be so far behind. You're going to get on the radio one day.
Garbage.
This air fryer stuff is absolute. I can't wait for the day.
Garbage.
And we're all going to be like, hey, welcome to life.
Never going
to
happen. Never going to happen.
What, do you have a jitterbug? What kind of phone do you have?
You're going to be dead before that happens. What else do people swear on their life to be 100% true? Lloyd said Epstein didn't kill himself. 100% true. I'm right on there with you. Yep, Epstein did not kill himself. Let's see.
Is Epstein alive?
I don't think he's alive. I think he's dead. I think he was murdered, though. I'm 100% sure he was
murdered. You think so?
Yeah.
It's just too weird. It's just there's too many weird things in it for him to be alive for me. For him to be dead, I should say.
He's dead. It's easier killing him than it is keeping him alive on some island somewhere.
But don't you think all of that stuff that happened had to do with him? Like the guy with all the money?
Oh, he facilitated
it. The money.
He facilitated it. That's why they killed him, because he had he has all the info on everyone. That's what it is.
I don't know. It's weird, man.
No. And the fact that his lady friend is still alive is astonishing. I'm just waiting for her to wind up suicide in jail, you know? What about Whitley? Whitley said Aaron Rodgers will choke the NFC Championship. You know what, Whitley?
Yes.
What? Well, I'm 100% sure that you don't do leg day, so suck it, Whitley.
No leg day. He's just mad because he's right.
Damn you, Whitley. What's the last NFC Championship game we won?
Hey, you know what, though? It's on ayahuasca now.
Yeah,
he definitely
true.
Got his third eye poked the first game.
Yeah, but it's ready. He put some Visine in it. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. Let's see what else we got.
Any more brilliant Facebook answers?
Matt said our government, all of it is corrupt. That's true. That's true. I think that's got to be true, right? It's got to be true. 100% true.
Is there any part of it that's really looking out for the people?
Like, even when you get some of the people in government that seem like they're good people, I'm like, yeah, you're still in government, though. Like, I don't believe.
So I'm not a politic talking kind of a guy. I'm not good at talking politics. Mm-hmm. Kind of stay away from it. But as an outsider looking in, like, hey, guys, like, can we just get somebody that everybody can rally around? Is it really that hard?
I think so.
Like, can we get somebody that's like, hey, this is absolutely ridiculous? Or is just everybody that gets into that system like automatically like folds to the corruptness?
I think that's what it is. I think you have to. That's the only way
you
can get into
it. You have to fold to.
Yeah.
Maybe
Bernie Sanders, he seems like he's a pretty straightforward guy, but also he's been in politics for a long time. You know?
You know?
He could just be putting on a front.
Bernie did have that kind of, you know, charisma to him, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like this is corrupt. I'm going to go in here. Can we get somebody that's like 35?
I'm convinced that a sweet little baby could run for president and people be like, F that baby. That baby's not qualified. Yeah.
It's just, when you people are arguing about it, I'm like, what? It's just,
well, then
going
we get,
nowhere.
We get like people that I ran into at the beach that I'll tell you more about later. It's ridiculous.
Agree to disagree. That's how it always ends.
Yeah. That means that nobody likes what the other person said, and we're just going to leave. We're just going to leave.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, hey, we got to take a break. I am 100% sure, and it's true, that we got to take a break. So we'll be back with more. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.